everyone.
大家午安。
So good to see you. May God's peace be with you.
很高兴见到大家, 愿神的平安与你们同在。
Not too long after Christmas, my wife insisted that I take down the Christmas tree.
圣诞节过后不久, 我的太太就让我把圣诞树要撤下来。
Now, I don't really care if I left it there whole year, but she said, no, you have to take it down.
我不介意这个圣诞树放在我们家一年, 但是她说你必须要把它撤下来。
She said, nobody does that.
因为没有人像你这样。
While I was cleaning, spring cleaning, and I came across our Christmas cards, you know, our family picture, family photo that says, Merry Christmas.
我在收拾家的时候发现我们有一些 圣诞做的贺卡上面是全家的福, 上面写圣诞快乐。
I said, oh, there's some more. Why don't I bring it to church and pass them out?
我说这些还没有用掉, 我就带到教会里发给大家吧。
She said, no, nobody does that.
说这样很怪怪的, 没有人这么做。
Christmas is over. You don't tell people Merry Christmas.
圣诞节已经过了, 你不再需要去告诉别人圣诞快乐。
Hey, I wasn't here Easter Sunday. So, can I greet you? Happy Easter!
大家我复活节没有在这里, 我想跟大家说一声复活节快乐。
Happy Easter, everyone!
大家复活节快乐。
See, I feel like it's different, right? When it comes to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's not just something that we celebrate in a season, but it's something that we celebrate every Sunday, in fact, every day of our lives.
我想关乎耶稣基督复活这个节日, 我们不是一年只庆祝一次, 我想我们每天常常要来庆祝。
Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it changes the way we live our everyday life.
因为主耶稣的复活, 我们的生命, 生活方式要得到改变。
So today we're going to look at a story in the Bible where it was after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus has resurrected.
我们今天来看圣经的一个故事, 是说在主耶稣复活以后。
But the disciples of Jesus Christ, they went on to live their lives as if Jesus never resurrected.
但是主耶稣的这些门徒们却回到 他们的生活方式好像耶稣并没有复活。
And so Jesus appeared to them and he reminded them, and hopefully Jesus will remind us that because of his resurrection, life should be lived in a totally different way.
今天, 透过这故事, 主耶稣要告诉我们, 因为他的复活, 我们生活的, 生命的每一个方面都要得到改变。
So with that in mind, let's look at today's passage, John chapter 21.
我们今天来看经文是在约翰福音21章。
So we're going to read 3 to 9 and 17 to 19. I'm going to invite us to read in English verses 3 to 9 and then Chinese in 17 to 19.
我们先用英文读3到9节, 然后用中文读17到19节。
Okay, verse 3. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread.
第17节我们用中文读。 第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊，我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神，说到这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
May God bless the reading of His Word.
愿神祝福我们读他的话。
So here's the outline of today's sermon. Because Jesus has risen from the dead, because He lives, we can have these four things in our lives. We can have hope, we can have power, we can have peace, and we can have purpose.
今天信息的大纲是因为耶稣从死里复活，他活着，我们就有这样四个事情，我们就是有盼望，有能力，有平安。
Let's look at hope. Peter said in verse 3, Peter said, I am going out to fish.
我们先来看第一点，就是盼望。在第三节里，彼得说，我打鱼去。
Now this statement is not as simple and innocent as it appears.
这句话听上去很简单。
It's not like, oh, it's a nice day. Hey, we have nothing better to do. Come on, let's go have some fun. Let's go fishing.
不是说今天天气很好，我们没有什么事可做，我们一起去打鱼玩吧。
Commentaries tell us the original language here has the idea of going back to something.
有解经家说，这句话原来的意思有回去做以前做的事。
And it should be translated literally, I am going back to fishing.
这句话应该翻译成我回去打鱼为生吧。
I am going back to a lifestyle where before Jesus entered into my life. I'm going back to a lifestyle where Jesus before he became Lord of my life.
也就是说，我要回到以前主还没有复活之前的那个生活方式。
See, this statement reveals the spiritual state in Peter's heart.
这句话流露出彼得他的灵命的状态。
He was in such a low point in his life that he here was discouraged. He had given up.
彼得他的属灵状态到了这样一个低谷，他很沮丧，他已经没有什么盼望。
My friends, we've all been there.
我们都经历过这样的事情。
There are times in our lives where we're so discouraged, so tired of doing the right thing.
我们有的时候就非常的觉得疲倦，不想去做正确的事情。
We said to ourselves, what's the use? Why even try?
我们就对自己说，这有什么用呢？我们为什么要这样做呢？
Right? I know mom said this, right? Nobody appreciates anything that I do. Why even try?
我们知道在家里做母亲的有时候很沮丧，说我为什么要这样做，那么忙。
I remember talking to a young man. He had come to seek relational advice from me.
我记得有一个年轻人来寻求我的一些帮助。
As we talked, I realized that he was living in sin with his girlfriend.
我和他交谈的时候，我就意识到他和他的女朋友生活在罪中。
I cared about this young man. I wanted God's blessing to be in his life and in his relationship.
我非常的爱这个年轻人，我很关心他与神的关系。
So at the end of our conversation, I said these words to him.
在谈话的最后，我就跟他说。
I said, before you do anything, you need to repent.
我说你在做所有事之前，你要悔改。
You need to see the seriousness of your sin from God's perspective.
你要从神的眼光看到你罪的严重性。
Before you do anything with your girlfriend, you need to ask God for His forgiveness.
你要你与你女朋友的关系，你一定要问神。
He took it really well.
他我觉得他是接受了我的话。
He knew that I care about him.
因为他知道我爱他。
And he knew that that was what he was supposed to do.
他也知道他应该这样做.
But I never forget what he said.
但是我忘不了他说的一句话.
He said, "Why do that when I know I'm going to do it again?"
他说那有什么用呢? 我知道我改不了.
Now, do you hear the hopelessness in his heart?
你在他的话里听到这个绝望吗?
Do you hear that he is so discouraged that he had already, he was talking like somebody who was defeated?
你们听到他, 非常的沮丧, 是被打败了。
What's the use? Why even try? What good is it? There is no hope.
有什么用呢? 有什么益处呢? 一点指望都没有。
Right here, Jesus had just resurrected from the dead. Jesus was victorious over death.
在今天经文里, 我们看到耶稣刚刚从死里复活, 战胜了死亡。
Up in heaven, there's joy, there's celebration.
在天上有喜乐, 有欢庆。
But Peter lived as if Jesus never resurrected from the dead.
但是彼得过的却是一个好像耶稣从来没有复活的生活。
I want to say something I want you to think about.
我今天要大家思考一个问题。
It is very possible for believers of Jesus Christ to live as if Jesus never resurrected from the dead.
我要告诉大家的是, 我们基督徒非常有可能过的一个 耶稣好像没有从死里复活的生活。
Do you agree with me?
大家同意吗? 认同吗?
Isn't that scary?
这个是不是挺恐怖的?
I want to show you a picture here.
我想大家看一个照片。
You guys know this ride?
大家知道这个一个游乐场的一个游戏吗?
How many people have been on this ride? Raise your hand.
有多少人坐过这个?
Right, about half of us.
游乐场的一个游戏。
This is probably the most popular ride in Disneyland.
这是迪士尼乐园的一个最流行的一个游戏项目。
You know, when you're on this ride, you're filled with thrill and excitement and joy.
你坐上这个车，你就 觉得很刺激, 很激动,
and it's going so fast, going down, that your chest is coming, I mean, your heart is coming out of your chest.
因为它速度很快, 你的心好像都要跳出来。
And then there's this fear and anticipation. Why? Because you're about to get soaked, right? Splash Mountain, you're going into the water.
你的心里又害怕, 但是又期待, 因为你有可能 浑身都湿透.
And so all this fear, this joyful and excitement, anticipation all came together, and you have no choice but to just let yourself go wild.
这些你各种各样的感觉都混在一起, 你也没有办法, 你坐在里面只有豁出去了。
Right, and you have no choice but to just go, ah, like that, right?
你只有尖叫的去做这个游戏。
But I want you to notice somebody's facial expression on this right.
我想大家看这里有一个人他的面部表情。
Can we click the next one? Okay, right there. Wait, what's going on here? Okay, now, this is the happiest place on earth, Disneyland.
迪士尼乐园是大家最幸福的一个地方。
This is the craziest ride in Disneyland.
这个呢也是最疯狂的一个游戏。
But she looks like me when I am constipated. You know what I'm trying to say?
这个女士的表情看上去就像是我在便秘的时候。
Now I wonder how often we, as God's people, we look like that in this ride, this crazy life called Christian life.
我想我们 当中这么多基督徒是不是也像这个女士这样的表情，当我们在过我们基督徒的生活，也是充满着冒险。
Yes, Christ has risen from the dead and he is alive, but we look like that. We don't have hope. We don't have joy in our hearts.
的确, 主耶稣基督已经复活，他活着，但是我们却没有盼望和喜乐。
Resurrection of Jesus Christ is supposed to make all the difference in the world, in the way we live our life.
复活应该对我们的生活产生很大的变化。
Even our greatest enemy, death.
甚至面对我们最大的敌人就是死亡。
Let's look at this next passage, 1 Corinthians 15.
我们来看哥林多前书15章。
Okay, let me read it to you. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
15章55到57节。 死啊,你得胜的权势在哪里? 死啊,你的毒钩在哪里? 死的毒钩就是罪。 罪的权势就是律法，感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
Because of Jesus, His resurrection, we have victory over death.
因为主耶稣的复活，我们就战胜了死亡。
Look at this next passage, 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 14.
我们再看帖撒罗尼迦前书第4章13到14节。
Okay, let's read together, brothers and sisters. We do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again.
我们一起来读中文。论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了。 那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。Yes,
life is hard, and there are challenging times.
是的，生活会有困难，会有挑战。It's
okay to mourn. It's okay to cry.
是，我们可以忧伤，可以哭泣。But
do not mourn as if those who do not have hope.
但是我们哭泣的时候，不要像那些没有指望的。Because
the one who we believe in, he resurrected from the dead, and we place our hope in him.
因为我们所信的那一位已经从死里复活，我们把我们的希望都寄在他的身上。The
resurrection of Jesus Christ brings us hope for living.
主耶稣的复活给我们生命带来了盼望。Let's
look at the second thing. The resurrection of Jesus gives us power for living.
我们来看今天的第二点，就是，主耶稣的复活带给我们能力。So
the story tells us that the disciples of Jesus, they went back to fishing and they caught nothing.
故事告诉我们，主耶稣的这些门徒们去回去打鱼，但是他们什么也没打着。And
verse 5, Jesus asked them this question, Friends, haven't you any fish?
在第五节里，我们看到主耶稣在问他们：“朋友，你们打到鱼没有？”
Now, theologians tell us that the question was purposely asked in a negative way.
解经家告诉我们说，主耶稣这个问题是故意用否定的语气问的。
In fact, in the original language, there were only two words that Jesus said. These two words: no fish.
事实上，在原文当中，主耶稣只用了两个字，就是“没鱼”。Now,
if it were up to us, all right? Picture us going. We're going out and we saw people fishing, and we were to say two words to them. What would we say?
如果我们大家看到有人在钓鱼，我们去跟他说，就说两个字，大家会说什么？
Tell me two words. Two words. What would you say? Any fish? Okay.
有没有鱼?
Any luck? Right? That's what we're supposed to say, okay? Any luck, right? How about how many? Yeah, that's very encouraging, right?
有多少鱼?
Or how about this? What kind?
钓到什么样的鱼?
Now, we will never say no fish.
我不会跟人说没有鱼。
That is too negative.
这个也太负面了。
Why did Jesus do that?
为什么耶稣要这样问?
Jesus, in a way, was asking them, "You got nothing, do you?"
主耶稣其实是这样问他们的：“你们一条鱼也没打着，是吧？”
Because Jesus wanted them and wanted us to see that apart from Jesus, we are powerless.
主耶稣是要他们也要我们知道，离开主耶稣，我们一点能力都没有。
Apart from Him, the Bible says, we can do what? Nothing. We can do nothing.
圣经告诉我们，离开没有主耶稣，我们什么也不能做。
And we desperately need God's help.
我们非常需要神的帮助。
As much as we don't want to admit it, we need power in our lives. We need so much help.
我们要承认，在生活当中，我们需要各种各样的能力和能量。
And we are weak, we're powerless, and we try to obtain all these things in our life that gives us more power.
因为我们很软弱，我们需要，这生活当中各种各样的事给我们能力。
For example, to prevent our smartphones from dying, we have this thing called power bank, right?
为了让我们的手机不会断电，我们需要这个叫充电宝。
When we go to work and we're really, really tired and we need some rest, what do? We take power naps. Power naps.
我们工作很累的时候，我们就打瞌睡，但是我们叫它，就给打瞌睡给我们充电。
When we're hungry and we need instant energy, we eat power bars.
我们饿的时候，我们吃这个高能食物。
To quench our thirst, we drink Powerade, right? Power drink.
我们渴的时候喝的饮料叫高能饮料。
To make ourselves look extra nice, on Sunday here to True Life, I put on my power tie.
为了让我显得很帅气，今天来争光，我带了这条高能量的领带。
Let's admit it, okay? We all need more power in our lives. We all need help.
我们承认我们在生活当中，我们需要各种各样的能力、能量来帮助我们。
But the good news of Jesus' resurrection is that through Him, through His resurrection, that power now is in us. It's available to us.
复活节给我们的一个好消息就是，因为主耶稣从死里复活。 他的这个复活的大能，我们可以得到。
Look at this passage, Ephesians 1:19-20. It says, I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great His power is to help those who believe Him. It is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead.
我们来一起读以弗所书1:19节，并知道。 他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活。The
same power that blasted the tomb wide open, the supernatural power, that resurrection power, is in our lives.
那个能让坟墓大开，能让救主从死里复活的大能，我们也可以得到。
Look at this verse, 1 John 4:4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
在约翰一书4:4节，我们一起读：小子们呐，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里边的，比那在世界上的更大。
See, this world, our circumstances, we face difficulties, but here it wants us to know that the one who is in us, what is in us, the power of Jesus is greater than the one who is in the world.
知道我们在生活当中，在世界上，我们会遇到各种各样的困难，但是我们要确信，在我们里头的，也就是主耶稣，比那世上的更大。
That means when I am so tired of trying to do the right thing, I need to remind myself, I have the power of Jesus in my life. I can keep going.
所以当我在做正确的事的时候，感到疲倦的时候，我应该知道主耶稣在我里边，他比世上一切都有能力。
When there is an individual in my life that I just cannot love anymore, I need to be reminded that I have the resurrection power in me to love, to keep on loving that individual.
当在我生命当中有需要去爱一个人，但是我又不能去爱的时候，我知道在我身上有主耶稣复活的大能，叫我可以去爱这个人。
When there's something in my life, a bad habit that I cannot change, I need to be reminded that because of Jesus Christ's power in me, He can change me.
如果我生命当中有一个坏习惯，我没有能力去改变，但是我要知道主耶稣在我里边这个大能会让我能有力去改变我这个坏习惯。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ reminds us of God's mighty power in our lives.
所以主耶稣的复活是要提醒我们，在我们里边有主耶稣复活的大能。
Let's look at number three. Resurrection brings us peace.
我们来看今天第三点，就是复活带给我们平安。
We're talking about peace.With God, we're talking about relationship with God.
我们今天这谈的就是我们与神和好，然后与神重新建立关系。
Why did Jesus have to come?
耶稣为什么要来？
Because our relationship with God was broken.
因为我们与神的关系已经破碎。
And we need to be reconciled back to God.
我们必须与神重新和好。
And that's why the Bible tells us that when Jesus died on the cross for our sins,
所以圣经里记载，当主耶稣在十字架上为我们死的时候，
it says that the curtain in the temple that is 60 feet tall and 4 inches thick was torn from top to bottom.
圣经里记载，圣殿里的幔子有60尺高，有4英寸厚，从上到下就撕成两块。
It was a symbol that from now on there will be no more separation between the holy God and sinful people.
这个是一个预表，预表我们与圣洁的神，圣洁的神与我们中间再也没有隔断。
The most important relationship in our lives is our relationship with God.
我们生命当中最重要的一个关系就是与神的关系。
Because He is our Creator. Because when He created us, there is a God-shaped void in our heart that we must have Him in our heart, in our life.
因为我们是神所造的，我们的心里有一个空缺、空处，需要神来填满。
And you know, when that relationship is not right, when that relationship with God is broken, we...will never have peace in our heart.
当我们与神的关系破碎的时候，我们不会有平安。
As students of the Bible, you know that at this time, Peter, he had no peace with God.
我们大家都读圣经，我们应该知道，彼得这时候心里没有平安。
Because his relationship with Jesus was broken, there's something wrong.With his relationship with Jesus at this time.
因为这个时候他和耶稣的关系已经破碎。
You know the story, right? When Jesus was arrested, Peter, he said right before, he said, Jesus, I will never let this happen to you. I will always be there for you.
我们知道彼得在否认耶稣的时候，他说他发誓诅咒要，他说耶稣，他那时候说，耶稣，我不会否认你。
And then, when in human terms, when Jesus needed Peter the most, he let Jesus down. He denied Jesus 3 times.
但是真正在主耶稣最需要他的时候，他否认了耶稣3次。
And to the point that he cursed Jesus to prove that he had nothing.To do with this man, Jesus Christ.
他甚至发誓诅咒，证明他与耶稣没有关系。
Now, one can imagine the guilt, the shame that Peter was feeling at this time when Jesus came back to find him.
当耶稣回来找他的时候，我们可以想象彼得内心的负罪和这种羞耻感。
But what's so beautiful about this picture is that we see, even though Peter had let Jesus down, Jesus came back to pursue Peter.
我们在这里看到很美的一个画面, 就是尽管, 彼得让耶稣失望, 但是耶稣还是来找, 寻找彼得。
And not only that, Jesus invited Peter to have breakfast with him, right? Jesus prepared a meal for Peter.
而且耶稣准备了一个早餐给彼得, 邀请他来一起吃早餐。
Now, what's the significance of that? In the Bible, a meal means relationship.
这有什么意义呢? 因为在圣经里一起享用、一起用餐就是大家有一个好的关系。
Look at Revelation 3:20.
我们来看启示录3章20节。
Jesus says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me."
我们一起读，看哪。 我站在门外叩门的，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。It's
more than just having a meal together. It's talking about I will come in and have an intimate relationship with them.
这不单单是用餐，而是耶稣说我要与你们有亲密的关系。
So right here, we see Jesus reaching out to Peter, wanting to restore his relationship with him.
所以我们看到主耶稣在寻找彼得，想要恢复彼得与他的关系。
I want to make an observation here in John chapter 21. We see three flashbacks.
我要告诉大家，在这个约翰福音23章里有三个回忆。
Where Jesus did something and allow Peter to have some sort of flashback, like, oh, I remember this, and cause him to have a lot of deep emotions.
主耶稣做了一些事，就让彼得有回忆到以前的事情，让他有很多的情感。
Number one, first flashback is when they caught extraordinary large number of fish in verse 6.
第一个回忆是，是在
This happened once before in Luke chapter 5.
这个在以前发生过，是在路加福音第五章。
Where they also labored all night and caught nothing.
他们打鱼打了一晚上，什么也没打着。
But when they followed Jesus' instructions, they caught so much large amount of fish they could not haul it up.
但是当他们按主耶稣的吩咐，他们就打到很多鱼。
Immediately, Peter realized this has to be God.
当时，彼得就知道这一定是神。
Look at this passage. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled up their boats up on shore, left everything and followed him.
路加福音5章8节，我们一起读。西门彼得看见，就伏伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你们要得人了。”他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
See, when in John chapter 1, when they caught large amount of fish, you know what Peter was thinking? This happened before. This is Jesus.
所以在约翰福音里，当彼得他们打了很多鱼的时候，彼得就回想到这个事情发生过，这一定是主。
He remembered that was when Jesus called him to be fisher of man.
他就回想到 那时候是主耶稣在呼召他要跟从耶稣。
If we were Peter, wouldn't our heart be so broken at this time?
我知道这时候我要像彼得那样，他的心都要碎了。
Flashback, the second flashback.
第二个回忆是
a fire of burning coals in verse 9.
是在第九节里讲到的炭火。
When Peter swam to shore, he saw Jesus making breakfast over a pit of fire.
彼得上了岸的时候，看见耶稣在炭火上做早饭。
Question: When was the last time Peter was around a fire pit, fire of burning coals?
问大家，上一次彼得在炭火跟前是什么时候？
When Jesus was being arrested, when he denied even knowing Jesus.
是在耶稣被逮捕的时候，彼得否认主的时候。
Look at this verse.
我们来看这个经节。
Servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you? He said, I am not. Now the servants and officers who had made a fire of coals stand there, and Peter was there among them.
我们一起读，那看门的使女对彼得说，你不也是这人的门徒吗？他说，我不是。仆人和差役因为天冷，就生了炭火，站在那里烤火。彼得也同他们站着烤火。
So picture this with me. Peter swam up to shore, and he saw there Jesus was barbecuing fish over this pit of fire.
大家想象这个图像，彼得游到了岸上，看到主耶稣在烤鱼。
Trust me, Peter was not smelling that smoked salmon that Jesus is baking, right?
我想，彼得并没有闻到那个烤三文鱼的香味。
Immediately, it took him back to John chapter 18, where how he had let his Lord Jesus down.
他应该立刻就回想到在十八章里他怎么样耶稣失望了。
Again, if we were Peter, our hearts would be so broken at this time.
我想我们要是彼得的话，我们心一定会碎的。
The third flashback in today's story, three times Jesus asked Peter, Do you love me?
第三个回忆是因为耶稣在这里三次问彼得说，你爱我吗？
Now, theologians believe that Jesus asked Peter three times because that was the exact amount, the number of times that Peter had denied Jesus.
解经家说分析说，耶稣问彼得三次你爱我吗，是因为彼得有三次否认了他。
And that's why, sure enough, Peter right there, he just broke down. He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.
当耶稣问他的时候，彼得的确受不了了。他说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
Again, do you see how Jesus was using these flashbacks to get people Peter to think about all these things and how his heart should be broken before the Lord.
大家有没有看到主耶稣是用这些回忆来让彼得他的心完全的破碎？
Jesus was trying to restore Peter back to his heart.
而且神是要让彼得他与神的关系完全的恢复。
Every time Jesus asked Peter, Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? He was giving Peter another opportunity to reaffirm his love for Jesus.
当耶稣一次又一次地问彼得，你爱我吗？他是给彼得一次又一次的机会来确认他对耶稣的爱。
In the same way, I think God also provided many opportunities in our lives as flashbacks to get us to think about Jesus, to come back to Jesus.
所以同样神也用我们生命当中各种各样的事情让我们有回忆，让我们能够愿意回到神的面前。
Have you had times when you're singing a song, in the church and tears just came running down your face because you remember something, you remember that you're touched by the love of God?
大家有没有这样的经历，当在教会唱一首圣诗的时候，你就有那种感动，就想到以前的事情，你的眼泪就会流下来。
Maybe it's through a brother or sister who love and care for you in the Lord, and through their love, you felt touched by God's love.
有还有就是有的时候因为一个弟兄姊妹对你的关怀一个爱的行动你就觉得你被神的爱所触摸
Maybe it's through when we open up the word of God and you hear the word of God and it touch you so deeply
还有就是我们在读神的话语的时候神的话语会直接来触摸到我们的心
See this is all provided opportunities that God has given us to hear his voice and to come back to him
这些都是神给我们的机会让我们能听到他的声音让我们能够回到他的面前
That's right, the song we just sang softly, tenderly Jesus is calling come home, come home, come home
刚才我们唱的这首歌就是耶稣温柔慈声在呼唤你和我回家回家
How's your relationship with Jesus this afternoon?
我们大家每个人现在你们和神的关系是如何
Is there peace in that relationship?
你们有平安吗?
Don't allow another opportunity to pass by without coming back to the heart of God.
不要再错过机会,要与神和好。
Make every opportunity to make peace with God.
要从神那里得到你得到所赐的平安。
Lastly, number four, let's look at purpose. Because of Jesus' resurrection, it gives us purpose for living.
我们最后来看今天的第四点，就是因为主耶稣的复活，我们生活就有了目标。
And I want you to see that the resurrected Lord commissions us to live for Him.
我们看到复活的主要我们去为他而活。
Jesus restores Peter by saying to him, "Feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep."
我们这里看到耶稣对彼得说喂养我的羊照看我的羊
Do you see how Jesus wanted to use Peter for his purpose?
我们看到耶稣是非常的想要使用彼得为了他自己的目的
Now let's look at this passage how Jesus ended his charge for Peter
我们看到彼得耶稣是这样改变彼得的
I want you to see how again and again Jesus shiftsthe focus from Peter back to himself.
我们看到耶稣一次又一次的把焦点从彼得身上转到自己的身上。
Start with verse 18. Jesus said to Peter, Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
我们一起来读十八、十九节。我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
Okay, stop right there. Okay, let's stop right there. Now, if you just read to here, you're like, "What, Jesus? What are you talking about?"
我们读到这里的时候，可能不理解。
But look at verse 19. Jesus said to this.To indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify who? God. And then he said to Peter, follow who? Me, Jesus Christ.
我们一起来读十九节。耶稣说，这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说，你要跟从我吧。
Now, do you see how the way Jesus was charging Peter that from now on, Peter, you are not to live for yourself. From now on, you are to live for me.
所以这里耶稣要求彼得，从今以后你不要为自己而活，要为我而活。
Now, the so ironic about this is that when we do not live for ourselves, but when we live for God, that's when life is most meaningful.
也的确是这样的当我们不再为自己而活为神而活我们的生命才有真正的意义
When we do not live for our purpose but for God's greater purpose then we realize that's why we're made to do is to live for God
的确如果我们不为自己而活而为了神的伟大的计划而活我们真正的成全了我们被造的目的
Isn't that what our church is called true light?
我们教会不是叫真光吗
True life for what? true light for Jesus. It's Jesus' light. We are to be His light for the dark world.
真光是什么意思呢？是主耶稣的真光，是照亮这个黑暗的世界。
We are not to get people to shine the light on us and look at us. Look at how great we are. No, the light is supposed to look at Jesus Christ, how great He is.
不是让别人的光照在我们身上说、哦、我们多好，而是我们的光要让别人看到神的伟大。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ commissions us to no longer live for ourselves, but to live for God.
所以、主耶稣在这里要这些门徒们，要我们不再为自己而活，而且为而是为神而活。
I'd like us to end today's message by singing this song, Because He Lives.
我们在结束之前、我要大家唱一首这歌，就叫《因他活着》。
Now I want us to read the chorus, the lyrics in this song.
我们一起来读一下这个副歌。
Okay, let's read together in English first, all right? Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know.He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
我们一起读中文。因他活着，我能面对明天；因他活着，不再惧怕。我深知道他掌握明天，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。
Now, allow me to share a story why this song means so much to me.
我愿意跟大家分享一个故事。
Many years ago, when I was pastoring in my church, previous church, halfway through the service, somebody stormed into the service. Our service was interrupted.
在很多年以前，在我以前的教会，有一次主日，在当中有一个人冲进来。
And it was an emergency phone call from out of state.
他说有一个紧急电话从外州打来。
A young professional, his father had been tragically murdered.
我们教会的一个年轻人，他的爸爸在外面外州被谋杀。
And it was very tragic because it was so senseless.
这个事情非常的悲哀，因为这是一个非常残暴的一件事情。
See, his father was somebody who loved the Lord, and he's in his 50s. He's about to retire and enjoy life.
这个年轻人的父亲是50岁左右，他非常辛勤的工作，现在50岁左右快要退休。
And he was helping the needy, somebody with a little bit mental issues, and there was some misunderstanding. They were in the car together, that person took out a gun and shot him like this, and right there killed him.
他在外面正在帮助一些脑子有些残障的人，在车里的时候有一个人来拿枪对着他就开枪。
His wife was sitting behind him. She saw the whole thing, but she could not do anything to stop it.
他的太太就坐在车的后面，看到了所有的一切，但是也没有办法。
And now the widow is left with all this terrible image she could never forget.
我们知道这个寡妇脑海里就刻着这些图像。
I flew down to California to attend the funeral service.
我就飞到加州来去参加葬礼。
You can imagine in that funeral service, there's so many tears. Everybody was crying.
在这葬礼上，你可以想象，有非常多的眼泪。
And there's a lot of questions. God, why? Why did you allow this to happen? What good would come out of this?
也有很多问题，神啊。你为什么允许这样的事发生？这样的坏事能有什么好结果？
Most of all, we were very concerned about this young widow who, how could she go on without her beloved husband?
我们最担心的还是这个寡妇，她没有了心爱的丈夫，怎么活下去？
All of a sudden, he was taken from her life. How could she face her future?
她怎么样面对明天？
So at the end of the funeral service, they decided, the family decided to sing this song that you're hearing right now.
在葬礼的时候，他们家人要求唱这首歌。
And I thought to myself, how odd.
我就想，很奇怪，为什么要唱这首歌？
Why did they pick an Easter song to sing at a funeral service?
为什么他们在葬礼上要唱这首复活节的歌？
I thought you only sing this song on Easter Sunday.
这首歌，我想，我们应该在复活节唱。
And then I understood when we got to the chorus.
但是当我们唱到副歌的时候，我就明白了。
I was standing at the back, and I saw the widow. She's kind of short.
我站在后面，我能看到这个寡妇，她是很矮小。
But as we were singing this song, I could hear her voice. She was singing at the top of her voice, and she was raising up her hands like this.
在唱这首歌的时候，我看到她是大声的唱，我在后面都能听见，而且她。举起手来。
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
因他活着，我能面对明天。
Because he lives, all fear is gone.
因他活着，不再惧怕。
Because I know he holds the future.
我深知道他掌握明天。
And I know that life is worth the living just because he lives.
生命充满了希望，只因他活着。
And right there, I understood that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not meant to be celebrated once a Sunday on Easter Sunday.
就在那一刹那，我意识到主耶稣复活的信息不是仅在复活节主日庆祝。
But the resurrection of Jesus changes the way we live our lives.
而是主耶稣复活这个事实改变了我们的生命。
My friends, life is hard and it's filled with trials.
的确。我们生活当中有各样的困难和挑战。
But because Jesus resurrected from the dead.
但是因为主耶稣已经从死里复活。
Because he lives today.
因为他活着。
We can face our future with, tell me four things, all right? Tell me. We can face our future with hope, with power, with peace, and with purpose.
我们面对明天，我们有四样事情，四样东西可以面对明天。大家一起来，我们有盼望，有能力，有平安，有目标。
Amen。
好吧。
Let's all stand and sing this song.
我们一起起立来唱这首歌，《因他活着》。
God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came.My Savior lives, because He lives, I can face tomorrow, because He lives, all fear is gone, because I know.Life is worth the living just because He lives. And then one day, I'll cross a river, I'll find life mine, no war with pain. And then as death.His way to victory, I'll see the light of glory, and I'll know He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I because he lives, one last time. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know. Life is worth the living just because he lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you because we believe in Jesus Christ who has resurrected from the dead.
天父, 我们感谢你, 因为我们深信, 主耶稣已经从死里复活。
And because he lives today, it changes everything in our life.
因为他活着，他改变了我们生命的所有方面。
Lord, help us to stop living for ourselves, but help us to live our life for you.
神啊, 帮助我们, 让我们不再为自己而活, 而是为你而活。
Help us to not just experience our own frail efforts, but help us to experience your resurrection power in our everyday life.
神啊, 帮助我们, 让我们不再用自己微小的能力, 而是用你 复活的大能,
that truly we may be the true light of this dark world for you. In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
大家请坐。